In the name of Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let us pray. For your name's sake, O Lord, preserve my life. In your righteousness, bring my soul out of trouble. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
My dear brothers in Jesus Christ, this is a great moment for me. I love this campus. I love this chapel. I have many fond memories of this seminary. For instance, my first class. My first class in 2012 with Dr. Fikenscher. I had my first class in 2012. My first sermon was in the Professor Nifer's class. And I start it by saying, if you don't understand my English, sorry, your English is so bad. I'm keeping this memory and other memories in my heart and mind. Today, the message is from the gospel lesson that we heard a few minutes ago. I need to confess this text is not easy. The last verse is, when his disciples heard of it, they came and took his body and laid it in a tomb. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Really?
We can divide the gospel lesson in two parts. The first part is the most important. Talks about an important question. Who is Jesus? The second part is a flashback from Herod. My sermon today is about the first part. This question was very important in New Testament. Herod asked, who is Jesus? Some thought he was John the Baptist back from the dead. Other thought perhaps Elijah or another prophet. That sounds a lot like when Jesus asked his disciples what the others in saying about him and gave Peter the opportunity to confess, you are the Christ. This question has not lost its importance, especially in the time that we live. It's necessary to carry on asking this question. Another question that needs to be carefully considered is, do you believe in Jesus? Several people say, yes, I believe in Jesus. However, this question needs to be followed by another. Who is Jesus for you? Probably, we'll listen many answers, such as, he is a good master, a good man, a wise man, a man with great knowledge, or a good example. These answers are true. However, this is neither complete nor satisfactory response to this question. Luther has a special answer. Please open your hymnals. In page 323. 3-3. Let us read together the explanation of the second article of the Creed. I believe that Jesus Christ,
true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, and also true man, born of the Virgin Mary, is my Lord, who has redeemed me from lost and condemned person, purchased and won me from all sins, from death and from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy precious blood, and with his innocent suffering and death, that I may be his own, and live under him in his kingdom, and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness, just as he is risen from the dead, lives and reigns to all eternity.
This is the perfect answer to the question, who is Jesus? This was my first question. However, I have more good news for you. I have two more questions. My second one is, who are you in Jesus Christ? We know who Jesus is, but who are you in Christ? Since you are baptized, you are a beloved Son of God through Jesus Christ our Lord. I want to remind you the legal proceeding through which you were adopted. This legal proceed did not occur in the court. This legal proceed occurred at the baptismal font. In your baptism, the pastor said, receive the sign of Holy Cross upon your forehead and upon your heart to make you as one redeemed by Christ the Crucified. And the pastor said, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. You are a son of God. Okay, pastor. We know who Jesus is. We know about who we are in Christ Jesus. How about the third question? I will say for you, it's a good question. Before the third question, I would like to use an example. In many parts of this world, the earthquakes are common. God gave knowledge to humans to find solutions to the problem caused by the earthquakes. They find the solution, improving the foundation of the building and its structure. When the earthquake starts, this special building has flexibility to move. The third question is, how does this gospel support my faith? Your life is a building. Sometimes your building is hit by blizzards, by hailstorms and earthquakes. I would like to say that it is not true, but I cannot. We heard about two men of God that suffered because of their faith. Amos and John the Baptist. If you go back to the beginning of the history, the beginning of the church, we see that many Christians died under the Roman Empire. In this year, 2015, many Christians have died. We can join the service without any problem because our lives are safe. However, I believe that the persecution is coming. When I received some news about Christians around the world, especially the persecution, I asked myself a question. How can this brother stand such a great suffering? There is one answer, just one answer. Jesus is the foundation of their life. I made a great mistake. Jesus is not the foundation. Jesus is their life. I believe these Christians have a real idea of they are in Christ. They have the same faith that Job had in his troubled life. He said, for I know that my Redeemer lives, unless he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. Our life is not in real danger. But we can pray for other Christians that are suffering. Also, we should pray for yourselves and ask to God that He takes away all kinds of the persecution in your life. However, if it is God's will that we face this challenge, we should pray asking that God give us pure hearts and minds to follow your Son faithfully, even to suffering and death. My dearest brothers in Christ, I spoke about three questions. I spoke about three answers. I can summarize all these three answers in one word, and this word is Christ. He is your life. He is your salvation. Amen. Let us pray. For your name's sake, O Lord, preserve my life. In your righteousness, bring my soul out of trouble. In Jesus' name,
Amen.